start the class since it's 8:01. And Lenore Harris is going to do the hosting of the class for the first 10 or 15 minutes. So Lenore, I'm going to let you take it away, and she will explain a little bit about this aquarium.
Okay, thank you, Donna.
Okay, great.
Did you mute us yet, Donna?
Philip's muting. Okay, you can go ahead, Lenore.
Okay, all right, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Tonight, we're honored to hear from Servatus, captain of the Legions of Healing Angels. He's come to saturate this planet with a healing ray that exposes, enlightens, and fills everyone with the truth, something that has been highly promoted by the Heavenly Host recently, and which can heal and enlighten us both physically and spiritually. So, Servatus works with Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael on the fifth ray. And this fifth ray is, you know, as we've mentioned, it's both healing and truth. So there's an interesting little paragraph here in the book called The Masters and the Retreats that talks about something that seems to be really pertinent right now. I'm just going to read that little section. It says, call to Servatus and his legions for the healing of the nations and the healing of consciousness of the people. Call to him and to Raelite for the fearlessness flame, an intense white light edged in a brilliant emerald green. This flame is a healing energy that can clear the conscious and subconscious of the energies of fear. When fear and anxiety are removed, then the angels can come with the light of wholeness and reestablish those coordinates within the body that are necessary for the flow of the light and the energy of the soul. So that is something that we can maybe remember to call. We call personally for the healing of people that we know that are ill and all across this planet, and also to heal that fear. And we're really looking forward to, we mostly think of Servatus as the healing angel, and we've learned recently within the Heart Center, his twin flame, the name of his twin flame, Vistula. So when we pray to him now, we say, and Vistula. So I also wanted to share a little bit about the meaning of the Age of Aquarius, which I'm just going to start with a very brief little thing about the astrology. The word Aquarius comes from Latin, meaning water carrier, water pourer. Its astrological symbol represents water. The Age of Aquarius is an astrological time period that the Earth is currently moving into. Each time period lasts an average of 2,150 years. In astrological meaning, the Age of Pisces, the world we're leaving behind, represents power, money, and control. And the Age of Aquarius represents cooperation, humanitarianism, and peace. The seventh Age of Aquarius relates to the seventh ray, and Saint Germain, as the master of the seventh ray, will be the hierarch of the Age of Aquarius, just as Jesus was the hierarch of the Age of Pisces. So all the qualities that we associate with the seventh ray are even now vibrating in the etheric plane, ready simply to be lowered into manifestation by angels and masterful beings. So freedom, enlightenment, justice, mercy, cosmic joy, divine love, compassion, Christ consciousness, where souls are able to know and feel God's beingness within them. And then there's a little section in Light on the Path that I really loved, and I will end with that. As the Age of Pisces moves into the stream of Aquarius, the great water bearer of heaven comes to wash clean the earth in violet light, and heavenly beings prepare the way by laying a foundation of greater love. They come to bear witness to the great light of freedom that is even now arising within the hearts of many upon earth. All that you see outplaying upon earth of the letting go of the old ways and the acceptance of the new is for the purpose of creating a sacred procession of light for souls to arise. Okay, so I think I got a little bit ahead of myself on this. That's okay, but I would also like to share the mission and vision of the Heart Center. So I will read this. Our mission Within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now, if you have your invitation, would you please give with me the opening invocation together. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to beloved Servatus, Captain of the Healing Angels, thanking you and all who work with you for helping us to become aware of the truth and how it heals and works through our third eye. We thank you for helping us in our trek upward to be fully aligned with God and his plan for our blessed earth. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael and your legions, for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically in our phone conference. Help us as we follow the way of truth. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more. Now we will sing together the song that we sent to you, and it is also 50.005 in our prayer book, and it is titled, I Am the Truth. As we sing this song in celebration of our planet, send your love and thankfulness to the Masters, Elohim, angels, and elementals for their constant assistance and presence in our lives. So Donna, would you like to play the song and then the heart stream for us?
Thank you, Lenore. We're getting the song.
Flame of living truth unto our world we pray. Intensify the ray of healing in our lives today. All seeing eyes expose right now all that we have to know. And with enlightened purpose, we see truth and vision flow. I am the truth, the holy truth, all-seeing eye divine. I am the truth, the holy truth, God vision now is mine. Come, O flame of holy truth, expose all in your light. Increase the emerald ray of fire within our world's pride. Consume all my intensity, illusion now be gone. Now clear our sight in holy truth, and keep our vision strong. I am the truth, the holy truth, all-seeing eye divine. I am the truth, the holy truth, God's vision now is mine. Come on, flame of cosmic truth, Virginia, clear the way. Cyclopedia's perfect sign within our place today. By Marian's great amplified, intensify within. In Raphael and Mary's grace, that healing now be pure. I am the truth, the holy truth, all seeing eye divine. I am the truth, the holy truth, God vision now is mine. I am the truth, the holy truth, God vision now is mine.
In the fullness of your cosmic joy, we accept these prayers and song. Manifest here and now with full love, wisdom, and power anchored in the earth, air, fire, water, and ether, and sustained 24 hours a day by the beloved elementals under the direction of our Holy Christ Buddha selves and the hierarchs of the elementals, and tangibly manifest in our lives and in the lives of all evolutions of light throughout cosmos. Okay, now we're going to hear in just a moment a wonderful message from Servatus, who comes to accelerate the truth, awaken the light bearers, and expose the darkness. And Servatus, as Lenore said, is an amazing person who at this time is going to use his powers to expose the truth more than healing. He will heal through exposing the truth. And healing is going on right now all over our planet by the exposure of the truth, which we will be talking more about as we go through this. So here we go.
Beloved ladies and gentlemen of the flame of eternal truth, I am come this day to invest within the earth a radiance and a ray of divine light, born on behalf of the people of God everywhere. And I send these rays as vital living energy fields into the arena of your lives and the lives of those who are awakening to higher truth in this hour, for the new manifest reality of the Aquarian way to emerge now everywhere upon earth. I am Servatus, and normally, blessed ones, you think of me as the captain of the legions of healing, and so I am. Yet I choose this day to send the ray of healing as the light of living truth, because I aver that God is real where you are. I affirm that God, as the great I Am presence and the eternal spark of life within your heart, is the way, the truth, and the life for you to focus upon, to meditate with, to feel, and then to allow to be invested in so many creative ways for the flame of wholeness and healing to be bestowed upon and within the earth. My legions now surround planet Earth because of your consecration and dedication to the cause of living truth through all that you have done to aver that truth in so many ways in this and past incarnations. And in this hour, there is an acceleration of a cosmic aspect of truth that is dawning upon Earth, where the awakening process of many souls is accelerating. The opening of their hearts, their minds, their vision center is facilitated by thousands, thousands, blessed ones, of my angels in this hour. It is as if the scales of darkness, the scales of blindness, are now being removed from their vision, that they awaken to the eternal light of their God presence, and that this new awareness is emerging for one and for all who choose to be a part of the solution to the problems of life upon earth in this hour.
So I'm going to answer a question here, partially at least. It's a huge question of how is the truth being represented right now on this planet? How are the scales of awakening or blindness being removed so that we can have this great awakening? And this great awakening is happening in huge numbers, in huge ways, in the people that have awakened first are the Patriots. And the Patriots are a group of people that started with some generals who had been working for some time on trying to get the truth out to the people that we were all being hoodwinked. And the hoodwinking has been going on for a couple of thousand years. And some people say it started when Jesus cast the money changers out of the temple. And those money changers, as they reincarnated, they actually became four families that have ruled the earth. And this truth is all coming out now. It sounds overwhelming, so I'm not going to go into it too much. I'm going to ask you if you have at the least amount of time or opportunity to go to David Wilcox's site, which is called Divine Cosmos, or you can just give me a phone call or email Friends at Heart Center and ask for me, and they will send it on to me. And I will send you back by email or by phone call exactly how to watch his wonderful video on the Great Awakening. It's part of the Great Awakening, and it's also called, I forget the other name that he named it, but it talks about what's really going on and how long it's gone on and what has been happening that we have been unaware of. Some of the things that you will learn from him is why the newspapers are all failing, why the mainstream news is not being listened to anymore, why alternative news is taking over, why TV news and a lot of stuff on TV is failing because of their sources and what they're presenting that people discover and feel uncomfortable with. It's very, very negative on our current administration, the mainstream news. And I have to say, and I'm sure many of you might agree, that our president has not appeared to be the most presidential of people. And I, when I have a chance, and I often have a chance, I write to him and I tell him, I love you dearly and I vote for you, but I do not like you calling people names. And if you go back and read in 1st and 2nd Kings in the Bible, you will even read about a man named Jehu, who was very similar to our current president. And Elijah was told by God to anoint this man named Jehu, because at the time, half of the Israelites were worshiping Baal and Moloch due to a woman named Jezebel and her husband Ahab. And the other half were trying desperately to hang on to the promises of God and keep the Israeli promises of Abraham in alive and well. And they were having a great, huge struggle as they watched their friends sacrifice babies to Moloch and Baal. And in a certain way, we find out today that this is still happening. So there are a number of things that are coming out now that are true that people have not realized. I might just mention that there is some talking about the days of darkness and the days of plagues in the Bible. And but we have, the most important thing is that we have been quarantined from the truth, more than quarantined by this current COVID-19 virus or coronavirus. That is being possibly used for good today in many ways, in that certain people that know their time is up cannot escape. They cannot leave by air flight. They cannot go anywhere. They're stuck in their houses and they can be rounded up if it is their time. And that, you will learn all about those things though if you will listen to the David Wilcox most recent March 24th presentation of what's really going on. I think he calls it the pandemic. And then he gives you the whole background of a wonderful historical background that he has thoroughly researched and searched out with many, many ways or cross-references that you can look up. Now, when I watched him, there were almost 30,000 people listening to him at the same time. And he has this number of people listening and finding out much of these truths every day. So I really do encourage you to listen to David Wilcox or go to the Divine Cosmos. And now we will go on with our heart stream.
have you chosen to be part of the solution, dearest ones? I think yes, because you are already investing your energies daily in divine works and invoking the sacred word of God, and in attempting through all means possible within your free will experience to blend your being with the divine one. There is now, through this action, also the exposure of that which no longer serves mankind through the media, through the exposition of what is offered to the people through what we consider the unreality of that which unfortunately has been promulgated through radio, television, movies, and now the internet and social media networks. Dearest ones, much of what is available for you to read, to view, to listen to is not of the highest order and originating from the sublime and divine realms of the etheric planes of heaven and of God's city of light. Therefore, we reveal that all of this that has emerged within your world is nothing more than a scheme and a dark schematic that can be collapsed by the ray of truth, by the ray of divine reality, if some among mankind putting their hand to the plow and their foot to the pedal would accelerate this process by divine intercession, by making that call and invoking dispensations that we bring, blessed ones.
So now I want to ask the question, what does it mean to be part of the solution that Servatus mentions? And how is the heart center part of the solution? How can others learn and join with us as part of the solution? So Sharon Wallace is going to help to answer this question. So Sharon, take it away.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. First of all, it is an honor to be a part of the solution. And that means we stand for truth. We speak truth in a way to enlighten and not offend. We offer prayers, songs, meditation with divine intent, and by being an example of honesty, not spiritual manipulation, but true honesty. And this is what we do. This is what the Heart Center does. We are helping to awaken others, and we do this by networking with other groups and taking classes and sharing our classes and information on healing and self-care of the body and the psyche. Others can learn to join us as a part of the solution by listening to our ongoing daily broadcast, meditate on the heart streams and the darshans, and read David's book. We commune with other like-minded groups in harmony and also through the book studies. The book studies are a wonderful thing, and we actually have on one of the book studies here in Baltimore, we have a lady from Chicago who's faithful every Sunday, and she's faithful on the Hold This service every Wednesday. And she's from the IM movement, so that's just delightful. So we also do this, expand this green ray energy in truth by listening in presence, by being present as others speak and not speaking over them. So it's harmony. Harmony is like a big part of being truthful and honest. Some groups that I like David Wilcox is one, and we've heard that he's 90%, 92% accurate. GreenMedInfo.com is also a wealth of information. They talk about health and politics, and they have wonderful master classes. Sean Connie, 40 Days to Life, he speaks about life and protecting and speaking for the unborn and Mother's Speak, Hay House, and the Medical Medium series. Wonderful information about health and healing, the truth. These are all truthful organizations and mediums coming out. Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, Facebook on MMS, and their website is mmsnews.org, and they did a lot of healing of malaria in Africa and South America. And these are just people that you can contact if you want to know more. And one of the other things is solar gazing by HRM, and just gazing at the sun and being exposed to the sun gives you a wealth of information and helps you to understand and be able to discern the truth. That yellow, that golden light coming through is a part of the emerald. So we can also learn from HRM. So that is what I had to share. Thank you, Donna, and everyone.
Thank you, Sharon. Now we'll go ahead.
Many of you have written your letters to the Karmic Board recently, and there is now the answer from on high for each and every one of you, beginning to unfold naturally, gracefully, magnanimously in your world. Why few among mankind even know outwardly that this great and august body of the Great Karmic Board exists, yet you do, and therefore there is. Do what you have written now, an answer from the Lords of Life, from these magnanimous divine ones who give so much to humanity by offering themselves on behalf of mankind to adjudicate the highest aspects of the laws of both karma and of grace, mercy, and compassion in your realm. Therefore, this day, Pallas Athena, on behalf of the ray of the emerald fire of God, of living truth, stands forth to complement, to augment, and to accelerate this action by the grace of God that comes forth at my behest. And there is the power of truth manifest, the power of the ray, and the verities of God flowing and bestowing through all manner of God miraculous means this action for the awakening of mankind en masse across the earth.
Okay, what we're going to do next is say something that Servatus says, and the power that will go forth from all of us in all our individual homes, all over the country, and possibly all over the world, is fantastic. It's humongous. It's magnanimous. It's powerful. And this is what we're going to say together three times. We're going to say, blaze forth the light now, because in just a second, we will play this part of the heart stream, and we can say it with Servatus all together. So get ready to say, blaze forth the light now. Here we go.
Blaze forth the light now. Blaze forth the light now. Blaze forth the light now, O angels of healing, wholeness, truth, and the virtues of the Emerald Way, which are enlivening all and allowing a higher form of vision to emerge from within the third eye, the all-seeing eye of God within each heart friend, every light bearer, every sovereign and divine being who calls God as the great I Am, Father, Mother. Blessed ones, this action will continue throughout this day. And as you consciously engage in visualizing perfection and originating through your own vision center, truth, victory, and virtue it will be so in a more powerful and maximizing way during this cycle. Why, you may use any Wednesday if you choose, or any day of the week, to accelerate the ray of victorious healing and vision. You may do it through a new heart mindset, through a heightened form of divine perception whereby you see clearly what God sees, and you allow that seeing that the great all-seeing eye manifests to emerge as a most natural and wondrous and beautiful manifestation in your world.
Okay. So Servatus talks about a heightened form of divine perception whereby we see clearly what God sees. How do we use our will, wisdom, and vision and our third eye? And what actions can we take to help enhance and fulfill this divine perception? I'm going to ask Dwyn Dubrovsky to share what she knows about this, to help us use our third eyes and to visualize things we can visualize on that would help us go into the golden age, for instance. So Dwyn, if you're there.
I'm there. I'm here. Thank you, Donna. Good evening, everyone. Well, Hilarion says, for a heightened form of divine perception, we must have the ray of integrity vibrating in our being, wholeness whereby when we receive impressions from heavenly beings, they may be understood, cognized, and acted upon. We must be pure in body, soul, mind, and spirit for divine perception. So as we work on that, we can become more clear. And how do we use our will, the blue ray? Moria says, we can economize our lives by restoring God's will within, by following every divine impulse that naturally arises within our hearts, minds, and wills through our intuitive self, which is the Christ self, our beloved Christ self, our Buddhic essence, and the mother being within a perfect equanimity. We call for the will of God to manifest in all aspects of our lives, our nation, our world, education. Imagine understanding every situation as it arises in our world without over-analytical thinking or musing. You just move through life understanding what is happening with joy and equanimity because you see it as all as fulfilling God's will. So how do we use our wisdom flame, the yellow ray? Invoking illumination's flame helps the angels maintain a torch of golden light above us and a luminous aura around us to keep us in the light of our presence where all righteous choices are more easily made. We require praying for God's wisdom in our government, leaders, and all responsible for our youth, their parents, and teachers, as well as ourselves. And how do we use our vision, the green ray? Mother Mary says, seeing immaculately what you have designed in your mind's eye 24/7 with perfection will accelerate alchemy. Well, how do I use my third eye? My intention is to hold the immaculate vision for myself so I may hold it for every part of life. For this purpose, I started giving a mantra that feels kind of holistic, and it's just very simple. I and my Father are one. I and my mother are one. I and my Christ are one. I and my soul are one. And I and the Holy Spirit are one. Well, once in the consciousness of oneness, we can more naturally hold that vision of oneness for every other part of life, knowing God is within every beating heart. And Donna, I don't know if you desired me to share CS24 or whether there was time for that or at another time.
Well, the CS24 is a call sheet that you can find on our website. If you have trouble finding the call sheets, they are under broadcast. I think it's called, what is it? Do you know?
CS, So,
yeah,
see songs and prayers.
Yeah,
prayers and songs.
Prayers and songs.
Yeah, under prayers and songs. And yes, Dwayne's right. And it is, Dwayne might want to share one or two of those if you have them handy, Dwayne. But they are visualizations for the golden age.
Yeah, they're really wonderful. And they really bring us into that God vision. So I'll just read a couple of them. A consciousness of oneness prevails among all people across the planet. And all are raised up to live and love according to the golden rule. All are awakened to their highest nature, and peace prevails across the globe. Number two is, ascended masters and the angelic realms, men, women, and children, the elementals and Elohim, all work together as they love, honor, respect, and collaborate with each other. So we're really holding the immaculate, perfect concept for life as we see the positive. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's I would encourage any of our listeners to get a hold of that call sheet. It's CS-24. And if you have trouble at all, just contact one of us and we will send it to you or tell you how to find it on your computer. Because it helps you visualize what God wants us to visualize so that we can go faster into the golden age, which we are approaching, and actually we're in the beginnings of it. Things are changing very, very fast. Okay. Now we'll go on.
You literally see into reality the higher forms of heaven. And these arise by the conscious application of your will, coupled with your wisdom. And this blending of the blue and the yellow into the green, dearest ones, from within your own sacred mind and third eye center. As Pallas Athena and her legions of truth, with Hylarion now also affirming this action, standing and delivering the powerful aspects of this ray around the world, you may see a greater action of exposure, and some being called to task, even by the Lord God, by the exposure of what they have done in secret, which is not of the highest order, or for the blessing of mankind. We reveal what is necessary. We expose what is required for you to live in your integrity, for you to be one with God at your core.
Now I'm going to call on Barbara to talk about what kind of people are we seeing that are being called to task in our Congress, in our intelligence groups, in our media, in our justice system, or wherever there is leadership in our country right now and even other countries. So Barbara, if you're there, if you will take it away.
Yes, thank you, Donna. Basically, those that are being called to task are those that are corrupt, who are not following in, that are not in alignment with God's will for their own lives and for this nation. People who have been guilty of bribery and backdoor dealing, which we're finding out more and more every day about different people in positions of authority, especially in our Congress, even some judges and things like that, that have been doing things that are not on the up and up. And our own FBI and CIA, which are rife with all kinds of bribery and extortion and, you know, making money on the side off of all kinds of different things, drug running, arms running, gosh, you name it, trafficking. Some of those involved in trafficking are in our own institutions, which is really disturbing to find out. And of course, people in Hollywood who are pedophiles and then all this stuff coming out, has been coming out for years and years about certain members of, you know, the Catholic priests have been pedophiles for a long time, and the Catholic Church has been covering it up and just passing these guys around forever, and just the damage that it's done on untold numbers of people is just really staggering. So we are very grateful that the masters are pulling back the curtain, so to speak, and as hard as it is to look at sometimes, it's important to know what's really going on. So then we know how to pray about it and how to deal with it. You know, you can't get rid of a problem until, number one, you acknowledge it, and number two, vow to get rid of it, to eradicate it. So, and as difficult as it is about some things, we have to, by God's grace, acknowledge the things that are going on in our world, and then hold these people to account in every way possible. Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton and the Judicial Watch have just been tireless in their efforts to expose some of the corruption in government. And they just work 24/7 to let everyone know. And they're working through the courts to get documents. They've had FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests for years on some topics, you know, and it just takes a long time. And thank God they're very dedicated. They certainly belong to the legions of Archangel Michael. And they're working very hard to make sure that these people, some of whom are very powerful and in high positions, to just to expose them, because that's what the fallen ones fear the most, is exposure, because there's a lot more of us than there are of them. And when everyone knows the truth, then they can't get away with all this ugly stuff that they've been doing for so long. When we all know about it, people won't stand for it. So we just keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. And you can educate yourself by going online and reading some underground news and whatever. Don't just watch TV. You're not going to get a clear picture there. Most of those people are not very honest either. President Trump is always calling out the fake news. Well, that's because most of what we hear on TV, on the news, is it's all very scripted, and a lot of it is exaggeration or even outright falsehood. So it's very hard to judge sometimes what's true. But if you call to the Maha Chohan for discernment and listen, he will show you, he will guide you to true sources to find out real information. And Donna and I and some others have been following these things for many years, and you know, we can tell you places that you can look and read and watch videos and different things like that. And then you decide for yourself what you think about it. And then we can be more specific in our prayers to help bring about real change in the world that's going to benefit everyone. I think that's enough for now.
Thank you, Barbara. Yes, Barbara's right on there. There's much going on behind the scenes that you will not find out by listening to mainstream news, because they've been part of plot, some of them. So now we'll go on.
Now, blessed ones, it is up to you to live your truth to walk in the way of truth, to aver here and there and everywhere who you are as a God-conscious and self-realized one, naming God as the great I am that I am in your midst, and affirming through all manner of cosmic, creative affirmations, the truth of your being, moment by moment, day by day, in your work and service, in your play, and in all that you do to simply be a son, a daughter of God. I now spread my wings of light around the world and grace this planet in a joy field of beingness, in a radiant flow and flowering of wholeness. So be it. It is manifest by the grace of God at the direction of the higher legions of light and even the seraphim and cherubim, the thrones, dominions, powers, virtues, principalities, and those who serve the one God at the altar of the Most High. I am Servatus. I have come because you have called me in your preambles and through your living and loving heart's fire. God bless you and seal you ever in the light, and good day.
I'm going to mention one more thing before we end. That according to Mother Mary, as you contact the points within your feet relating to the systems within your body, you can visualize light flowing directly from your God source through your crystal cord to your heart and distributed to those points for the healing, cleansing, and firing of each point within you. And she says, when the greater flow flows through your chakras, the blocks that occur within your organs and systems can prevent a greater activation of all that we desire to use in you for your full self-mastery and ultimately your resurrection and ascension. She tells us how we can, therefore, by sitting in a cross-legged position or even with just a half of with one leg up and rubbing the bottoms of your feet while you meditate, can help your third eye and help your whole body get in tune with Almighty God and the masters and the angels and the etheric plane, and will help us in knowing the truth about life, about our bodies. And I had never thought of that until I reread her amazing heart stream on mental and spiritual healing through your feet and music for your third eye. And this was really by both Mother Mary and her twin flame, Archangel Raphael, when they tell us to rub our feet, and our feet, that is, and meditate at the same time, and amazing things will happen. So if you haven't rubbed your feet, you don't have to know all the key points. However, it's helpful if you can go to Foot Reflexology online and look up key points. And you can learn how to do amazing things in your body by rubbing your feet as you meditate. So that's just a little thing I thought I'd throw in there to help you meditate and heal your body and get more light going through you and into your chakras and up your kundalini. So with that, I'm going to call on Cindy Hackenberg. Cindy, if you're there now, we would like very much to hear you share the current things that are going on in the Heart Center, share any announcements, and share maybe how to get involved. Cindy? Can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Okay, great. Okay, well,
first thing that's happening is like tomorrow night, March 27th, from 6:45 to 8:30, Mountain Time, we're going to be having the Diamond Crystal Purity Service, and this is a free broadcast that we have once a month, and from the Sanctuary of the Heart. Also, May 6th to the 8th, in Mount Shasta, California, there's going to be a WESOC celebration of Buddhic beingness, and David Lewis and other heart friends will be attending that. That is, if it's not canceled. There's not a whole lot going on because of the virus, but I would just like to talk a little bit about the different heart centers that we have around the United States. So if anybody's in like desires to start a new life or a new cycle and would like to move to like a physical community of brotherhood and sisterhood, they could check out either Livingston, Montana, or Mount Shasta, California, or Sulphur Springs, Texas. There are heart centers in all three of these places, and they're these little towns, which is nice, so it's easy to get around and to come together for fellowship and service, and as well as just socializing. I've checked them out, all of them, and I think they're all wonderful. I did end up in Livingston, Montana, which is the main heart center community of the United States. And it's a wonderful small town with lots of friendly people and lots of interesting things to see and do. And it's very easy to even stay busy in the wintertime. Like this Sunday, we had planned on going bowling, but that's been canceled. But some of the things that do go on in Livingston is we have, like now we have two live services, morning services a week. And you can expect a live messenger, either one or at both of these services, never know. And besides the Diamond Crystal Purity Service, we have once a month, which is tomorrow night. And usually we have like a live service during most holidays. And there's just lots of fun outdoor activities to do here. There's hot springs and ski resorts and fishing and water sports and just lots of culture events. And there's a big diverse culture community, I believe, you know, between the farmers and the New Agers. I think we got it covered. And there's actually numerous art galleries downtown. So there's a couple live theaters. So, and also Livingston River just flows four blocks from the sanctuary. So I'm really plugging Livingston just because it is a great place, and you'd never feel alone here, and you'd like have an instant community, spiritual community, and we have new people coming all the time. So that's all I have to share. But if you're looking for a new cycle, check out some of these wonderful different heart centers around the United States. And I know we have some also over in the East Coast, Midwest, but I'm just not sure, you know, much about those. So I wasn't going to talk about those. So back to you, Donna.
Thank you, Cindy, so much. And now we would like to invite all of you who can stay to join us in a prayer session in which we honor any prayer requests that you have, or if you don't have time to stay, you might want to stay for just a couple of minutes so that we can get your prayer request written down.